Bone Boy Speaks, episode 555. Is app.net dying or not?
There's been a lot of consternation in my app.net microblogging timeline about the health of the service. Now, there was the whole State of the Union thing, and everybody lost their mind about it. And there's been some numbers that have floated around the network about how many active users that they think there are. And, some high profile people have left. And so there's people that are naturally losing their minds. And, look, people get their mind around the axle that app.net is this microblogging thing only, this thing called that was built so that users would have some reason to join app.net. It was, selling the whole idea of social networking plumbing, I think, was a very difficult sell. Developers got it, and I think a certain type of user got it, but to get normal people on board with this, it was always a difficult sell. And so people, there was this association that got made with app.net being a paid Twitter clone. And it appeared to be that for a while to a lot of people. And, there you go. Right. I mean, so app.net really didn't have a good value proposition to articulate to users that would resonate with them. Right. And be able to do it in 15 seconds or less. That marketing message was never crafted and never really put out there in a way. And so it never really took off. Right. There wasn't. And so the only thing that we see, of course, is the microblogging part of it. And that's, app.net put other things involved. I mean, they did this broadcast thing, and people, of course, use patter rooms and also do private messages and stuff. And that activity doesn't show up on the public timeline. And so people, or there's no way for us to observe, how many broadcast channels and stuff there are. So people don't know how much that takes, right? Or even what does it cost to pay for the servers, right? And my guess is it doesn't actually cost that much to pay for the servers. The servers, I'm guessing the infrastructure's, probably in the low thousands of dollars per year I'm just spitballing, and I have no idea what their infrastructure costs are, but it wouldn't take that many people to pay money for that to have enough money to at least pay for the servers and maybe even have a little bit of profit left over to pay for, contract work on different things. So it doesn't take that much money. And so, even if something else is ultimately supporting the microblogging activity, then who cares, right? I mean, so people shouldn't get their mind wrapped around the fact that we haven't heard anything, if you want to make alternate plans, that's fine, right? I mean, go ahead and do that, and that's actually good practice. I've done that for years because I've used a lot of social networks that have come and gone, you make alternate plans, but at the same time. Let's not panic until we hear something more from the guys at ADN. And until then, right, I'm saying my timeline is almost as active as it's ever been. I'm even seeing new followers, which is odd and unusual, but it's definitely not growing. It leaps and bounds, at least I'm pretty sure it's not, but at the same time, there's no facts that have been presented to me to say that app.net is dead, right? I mean, but at the same time, yeah, I'm going to have other plans, and that's always a good thing. But let's stop talking about the health of ADN and just get on with our lives, and either use it or don't. But it's getting old, guys. And, I think continue talk about it is almost actually at this stage, I don't think it's healthy. I think there's almost obsession about it, and we need to stop. And I'm just, as I say, for my part, this is probably the last time I'm going to discuss this for a while. And I'm going to try and avoid discussions about it for the short term, and just do my thing. Until I hear some actual facts that are going to impact my decision, right? Or I see some facts, then just let it be. And don't panic, and just relax and do what you're going to do. And let's I'm not saying again, don't make other plans. You should, but if that's your thing, but let's not panic. Let's keep on using Alpha and the microblogging clients if that's what you want to do, or go somewhere else. I don't really care. Let's just get over it and move on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.